Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as The Word is the Way to Life, the Word being Jesus, who guides us through all things. After all, He is God. And we pick up our wonderful series in the book of Ecclesiastes, 2 week hiatus, and we're grateful to be back, and we're grateful that you tuned in, and we thank God for you for waiting. But here we go, we pick it back up in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 19 through 29. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. A wise person is stronger than 10 leading citizens of a town. There is not one single person in all the earth who is always good and never sins. Don't eavesdrop on others. You may hear your servant laughing at you, for you know how often you yourself have laughed at others. All along I have tried to be my best and let wisdom guide my thoughts and actions. But I said to myself, I am determined to be wise, but I didn't really work. Wisdom is always distant and very difficult to find. I searched everywhere, determined to find wisdom and to understand the reasons for things. I was deeply determined to prove to myself that wickedness is stupid and all the foolishness is madness. I discovered that a seductive woman is more bitter than death. Her passion is a trap, and her soft hands will bind you. Those who please God will escape from her, but sinners will be caught in her snare. This is my conclusion, says the teacher. I came to this result after looking into the many matters from every possible angle. Just one out of every 1,000 men I interviewed can be said to be upright, but not one woman. I discovered that God created people to be upright, but they have each turned to follow their own downtrodden path. Well, may God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 19 through 29. I just have to laugh at myself, and I love what he's saying. But what does it mean for one who fears God to avoid all the extremes? In verse 18, today's passage, it says, let me back up there to it. It said, so try to walk in the middle course, but those who fear God will succeed either way. Wisdom confers more strength than political power. You see, the strength of wisdom lies in how it helps us to face facts. Verse 20 through 22 give us some examples. This is basically what it says. There is no one on earth who does what is right and never sins. A simple statement of an obvious point. But, I love the buts, but if we grasp this point, it can transform our behavior and we become more understanding of the faults of others, that we don't demand satisfaction for wrongs done to us because we know they are guilty of the same wrong things. Wow. Wisdom is very helpful indeed, that's for sure. And when it encourages us to be humble and realistic about ourselves. You ever look in the mirror? Oh, I love that little poem that James Dean did. If you would like to have a copy of it, I'll send it to you. And it's about your best friend. And when you look into the mirror, if you don't like that best friend, then you're in trouble. Anyhow, such wisdom could be extremely powerful if more people displayed it. What if this attitude were common in world politics, with nations regularly acknowledging their own failings rather than demonizing the failings of other nations and not always demanding satisfaction for their grievances? Might not the world be a better place to live? In chapter 7, the teacher once more pointing out balances by reminding us of the limits of wisdom. He openly states that he does not understand why things are the way that they are. Whatever exists is far off and most profound for those that could discover it. The only point the teacher can affirm are more limited and somewhat obvious things that men and women are hard to understand. Wow. How about that? men and women are hard to understand, and that humans have gone in search of many schemes. I don't know about you, but I have. Thus made the world a more complicated place. So, just maybe, humans are to blame for much that is crooked in the world, not God. Oh, now that's a revelation. We blame God for a lot of things. In the NIV version speaks of finding one upright man, not finding one upright woman. Now, wait a minute. But upright is not the Hebrew text. The teacher's point is simpler. Men are very hard to understand. You find that in the sense of finding what makes them tick, but not as hard to understand as a woman. Now, that sounds misogynistic, doesn't it? But the teacher's main point really isn't about gender. Similarly, the teacher refers to a woman who is more bitter than death and a snare. Ooh. This is not primarily an attack on loose women, but it is an exhortation to avoid folly. The teacher is using the word, the same word found in Proverbs 9. We hear the voices of two women, Lady Wisdom who appeals to the simple, and to come to my house and walk in the way of insight. Wow, Lady Folly talking about in Proverbs, who tempts people into her house with promises of secret delights, but in reality lures them into a path which leads to death. Better to listen to Lady Wisdom, the teacher implies. She cannot answer all of your questions, but she is more reliable guide than Lady Folly. Wow. Ah, listen to the Lady of Wisdom, not the Lady of Folly. And it's a wonderful thing. This is a good little thing to think about today. Can you think of a time in your own life where you have experienced a situation like that described in Ecclesiastes? What can you learn from that innocent? Boy, oh boy. I have learned a lot, and I am still learning. But think of the men and women that you know best. If you're like any of them, think of the children that is known to you. Do you agree, along with the lines of verse 28, that it can be very hard to understand your fellow human beings? Verse 28, let me read it again. Just one out of every 1,000 men I interviewed. Now, Solomon is interviewing. He's like a reporter. That's what makes this so interesting. Out of every 1,000 men I interviewed, he said, to be upright, but not one woman. I don't know about that. But anyhow, what a wonderful thing, the book of Ecclesiastes. Hope and pray that you're studying along with it and you read some of the scriptures and so forth for yourself. It's a very wonderful book, and looking forward to chapter 12, where Solomon gives you the answer to life. Well, with that, we do close this little segment with a prayer. We've had a lot of people on our prayer list, and talking in church and even here on the online service. You can click on the list, but it's not updated. We're trying to start over with it on the slides portion, but Phil will get it updated sometime soon, and we'll have it back out there. But the most important thing about prayer is that you don't need a preacher. You don't need a 1-800 number. You don't need any of that stuff, because you have direct access to the Holy of Holies in Jesus' precious name. Besides that, God wants to talk to you, and he wants you to talk to him. And that's what it's all about. When he said to go into your prayer closet, don't do like the hypocrites. What he meant by that is just pour out your heart to God. There's nobody else there in that room except you and God. And you can pour your heart out. And he listens. And he will guide you and strengthen you with his Holy Spirit. So with that, we want to take time just to come in a prayer of agreement with and for all the folks that we know are in need of prayer. Because intercessory prayer is an important part of ministry, and we do that. And Jesus gave us a prayer, a model prayer, for all of your prayers to line up with as we close this segment with the Lord's Prayer. Join me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to My Thoughts, and thank you for tuning in to the program that I call The Word is the Way to Life. God loves you, and so do I.